Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tohiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody. This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from Booger County in the mysterious Ozarks of Mid-America. And our guest is Adam Rubel of Sauk Bay. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the folks about your internet website, Earl, and tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, first I'd like to start off by thanking you for having me on your show and giving this opportunity to represent my organization and the people that we work with and support. I help run a nonprofit organization entitled Sauk Bay, Organization for Mayan and Indigenous Spiritual Studies. Our focus is working on the rescue, preservation, and appropriate sharing of the ancient traditions of Native peoples, primarily within the Americas, but we do what we can where we're called. And our main focus has been with the various Mayan peoples in Guatemala. We do have a website, which is www.sacredroad.org, which is one of the key things that we do is help to disseminate information, teachings, prophecies, and warnings directly from the people for the public. Our organization has been around for about 5 years, and we just try and do what we can where we can.
So, how does Sauk Bay get started?
Well, it was something where I was actually traveling down in Guatemala with my wife after having had some previous connection with some of the Mayan elders, the Mayan priests, including Carlos Barrios, who many people may be familiar with through his writings and teachings. And we were down there actually for a gathering of indigenous elders from across the Americas, from Colombia, Peru, the United States, Mexico, Canada. And it was during this time that we were approached and asked to help, particularly with the Mayan people, to help them with the rescue preservation, and also to help them to reach out to get their messages across, and particularly to young people. Back then I was a little bit younger than I am now. So they, you know, they felt that we might be able to find that vehicle. My wife and I came back to this country and said, you know, okay, we'll do that. We have no idea how, but we wound up settling in New Mexico and figured that a nonprofit organization was the appropriate vehicle to accomplish what we had been asked to do. So that's how we went about and formed Sac Bay.
Done a great job. It's a wonderful website.
Thank you.
And was really exciting when we saw it rolled out. And now, were you raised here from your accent? Were you raised here in the States?
Yes. Yep. I was actually born and raised in New Jersey.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a neutral accent. You could be from Utah, you know?
Yeah.
And, well, was it North Jersey? South Jersey or East Jersey?
Yeah,
Jersey?
Yeah, North Jersey, about 20 minutes outside New York. You know, so I guess part of it is probably that cultural diversity. Part of it is probably traveling around so many different places that kind of blended and lost accents all at the same time.
I heard him joking yesterday on National Public Radio that that North Jersey and South Jersey are the same as East and West Jersey, because they were two separate colonies at one time. And you'd think, you know, there was a clear delineation between north and south, east and west, but it was actually split diagonally. So you had a north that also could have been west, and a south that also
right.
East, you know. So. But, yeah, it's kind of a joke in Jersey. There's a guy who's just written a book called The New Jersey Encyclopedia, and it was kidding around about it, but that's a beautiful place. Did you ever run into the guy that wrote all those books about the wilderness, Tom Brown Jr.?
Tom Brown. No, no, I never did have an opportunity to meet him.
A Stalking Wolf was his.
He was from the southwest part, I think. So
Pine Barrens.
I was in the northeast, so we're different.
And. Yeah, that's a fascinating story. And, so I know in this last, what has it been, about 6 or 7 months now that Grandfather Carlos has been really active in working with Earth Changes TV.
Mm-hmm.
Really excellent vehicle to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more than a little jealous, but I told you. No, just kidding. But more power to him. More power to him. This is fantastic because, geez, I can't imagine that Earth Changes TV doesn't have anything less than 100,000 people on their mailing list. In effect,
yeah, it's amazing. And I'm not saying just about Earth Changes TV, but with the internet in general and the way that communications are set up now, the way that so many people can be reached, so quickly and seemingly effortlessly. I know it takes a lot of effort to put a show together and to get it out there. But, it's amazing, you know, when you're thinking that we're able, in part, to help share what's coming from, you know, maybe a village that doesn't have electricity, where the people don't know how to read or write.
Absolutely.
And they're able to share what they have with, you know, people from all over the world. I know even through our website, we start to get messages from countries that I really haven't even heard of.
Yeah,
It's amazing.
Well, you know, you can go on. I tell people every month, you know, we send out a little report on what's going on, and I send out the link for the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had 100. We've had. I think there's only 140 countries in the world, and we've had visitors from 120 some odd. 126. Wow. It's just unbelievable. You know, sometimes it's like one from Mongolia, but they came. Mm-hmm. You know, and you think about, wow, man, we're really getting out there, and this is what I envisioned originally, and we wanted to keep the cost to zero. Mm-hmm. We wanted people there in the outback of Australia with their on modem and. You know, they're on at like 28,000 baud. We want them to hear the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so we keep it free and we keep it listener supported. And we just don't needle people quite as much as NPR does for donations. As long as we keep it alive, that keeps me happy. But now, what's this I hear about some of the elders, or was it Grandfather Carlos? That was in international news because of the mudslides down there?
Yeah. You know, I just got off the phone with him a short while ago. The situation down there is actually seems to be quite a bit worse than anything that's been reported in the news.
Yeah.
In fact, I mean, I was just talking with him and finding out and was, you know, it's shocking.
Yeah.
They still don't even know the extent of the damage because just about a day ago, the rain finally let up after like a week and a half.
Well, you know, a lot of those towns are just abandoned and they're turning them officially into graveyards.
Right.
Now, about a week before the mudslides happened, I was watching a show on some cable channel
mm-hmm.
about how every year... the traditional people make a pilgrimage up to the mountain glaciers,
mm-hmm.
and they do this at great effort and sometimes great expense. And it doesn't matter whether they're traditionals or they might be Catholic; still go and do it, just for the reason to head off exactly what did happen this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was a fascinating show. I should have gotten the name of the program, and but you know, a lot of times these shows are only on one time, and
right.
Can't warn anybody when they're coming on. But then I was just absolutely shocked, you know, when the mudslides happened. It was just after I saw this, and I went, "Oh my gosh," you know, is this because not enough people went to ceremony? And I know this is what. The elders are concerned about is, and you know, and me, you know, being, you know, born and raised, I was born white, raised in Christian society, raised to believe that all this is BS.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I was telling you before the show, I asked you how old you were,
mm-hmm.
and then I told you that I was more or less activated when I was 30. I was told when I was 26 that when I turned 30 and had been in a certain place for 7 years, something very important would happen, and it did. And that was the year I started walking the Red Road in 85,
mm-hmm.
the spring of 85, and that's the age that you're at right now. But you got started even earlier than that. That's a real honor. That's a real tremendous responsibility, and you know, young folks like you are rare, very rare. And but you know, I think you. Guys like you are becoming more ubiquitous, and thankfully, we need to have lots more like you. We really do. So I understand they're having a gathering on Wednesday, and we mm-hmm. Prophecy Keepers Radio might get a chance if we can work out the technical details. Marshall Masters, who's been a wonderful supporter. Of Prophecy Keepers, he runs the internet radio show over at YOWUSA.com, Your Own World USA, commonly referred to as Yowza. And Marshall uses Skype.com, SKYPE, which is a voice-over internet protocol. And he calls all over the world with it. I haven't been able to work out the technical things. The sound is still kind of spiky, but I'm going to get on the stick, and I've got broadband. So I should be able to tweak the sound to make it better than it was. I haven't used it yet, but I hope to be able to get that done so we can record, you know, what's going on down in Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean that would be terrific, because this is really, I mean, it's the heart of it. It's the source. You know, there's several different councils in the different regions of Guatemala, and they are gathering this week. And you know, so it would be an opportunity to speak directly with the people through their translators as they speak in their various native tongues.
I got a call out of the blue from a gentleman from Argentina,
uh-huh,
that said that I want to know how to get a hold of Red Elk, because you know, some people say he's the most famous medicine man in the world because of the media attention he's got. I mean, when you got 10 million people listening to you, things happen. Well, he was telling me, and I can't remember the name. There's several, of course, several different traditions in Argentina, but they said they had a grand council of five different traditions, and that everybody down there just loved him. You know, want to know how to get a hold of him. So anyway, as it turned out, the guy was in Oregon at the time visiting his daughter, and he went up and saw a Red Elk and had a message to take to him, and I'm hoping to get a hold of Red Elk here in the next few days and find out what that was, because it's really interesting. This is what it's all about, folks. This is the condor of the south flying with the eagle of the north, and it's not that we're giving them much as they're giving it to us, because we've really forgotten and lost our way up here, mostly in greed and politics, and civilization, so-called, is really making inroads into traditional areas, particularly in Mexico. Grandfather Jaime Perez was on the show a few months ago, and he said they've got a 4-lane freeway now going through some of the most rural parts of Mexico, and he says the traditional people there are being... Well, he says, you know, you'd think that if people came and you know, gave you a Coke or gave you a coat or mm-hmm. gave you some food or whatever, that would be helping, he says, but he says it's negatively impacting their traditional way of life down there. And he says the trash is just unbelievable that's being thrown out.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Will Blue Otter. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason. But I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them. And that, to me, is the most important thing in a man's. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist, when I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm a, you know, it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. there isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and they're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so very many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
So there's a lot of things to deal with, and not apparently not a lot of time. Time is
I don't know, it's kind of our friend and kind of our enemy in this effort. And, well, anyway, I've talked enough. Go ahead and tell me some more. I get the feeling strongly about things I rattle.
Sure.
So tell us some more, Adam.
No, I think that's accurate. What you described in Mexico is really happening to indigenous peoples everywhere at an accelerated pace. I mean, it's been happening, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. You know, I would say from when the concept of colonization first took hold way back when, you know, up until the present day. The problem is right now is the scale on which it's happening and, you know, the dwindling diversity of culture and perspective and spirituality. You know, as a people, we're not much different than a forest. And when a forest becomes homogenous, it becomes susceptible to a single disease that can wipe it out. As a people, if we have this homogenous culture, we become susceptible in the same way. And this is what's happening. And not enough of us are realizing how important that is and why we need to stand up and help these traditional people to not only survive, but to survive in a fruitful way that respects their culture, that honors the ways that they have, the relationships with the earth, with each other, and the things they have to teach the rest of humanity that we've forgotten as our monolithic society has kind of moved forward for such a long time.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I know Maria Gourlay just got back. She had a shamanism conference in Peru, and I know Benny LeBeau was invited to go down. I don't know whether he was able to raise funds to do so, but we'll be interviewing him. That man has been all over. I've talked to him in the last couple of weeks. We've been trying to interview him. He's just been gone from elation to exhaustion. I think we're finally going to be able to get a chance to talk to him tomorrow.
Great.
But these elders really, they it's their life. It's what they do, and you really got to respect them for it. Because, you know, it's like Red Elk's in his 60s, and, you know, he was asked to go spend a couple, 3 months in Canada. I mean, here's a man who's in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He's also disabled and diabetic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's sleeping in bathtubs and campers and, you know, that's rough, tough.
When they're
having to go back into helicopter, back into areas to go to certain sacred areas, and you really have to respect these people.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's also a circumstance of the time that we're in, where traditionally, when I also speak of you know, traditional cultures, I'm not just speaking of you know, a single race, of a red race, or, you know, a black race, but I feel like we've all come from traditional cultures. We all have that heritage, whatever our ancestry is, but at some point things have deviated. But within that traditional culture, it was always a community that would support the elders, that the elders wouldn't be left to sort of, you know, fend for themselves and figure out a way. And it's been taxing. I mean, I know of people that have been 80-something years old and have to, you know, work the fields every day and have this incredible knowledge, but really aren't able to, you know, have as much of an impact because they still need to go out and support their families, and, you know, rather than having their community support them.
Yeah, that's true. That's certainly true, and they're, and a lot of them that are in their 80s are just unbelievably spry. I know. In Lucille Taylor Hansen's book, The Ancient Atlantic. And, you know, back in the 40s, you know, she met one elder that was in his 80s. And, I mean, the man was jumping around like a rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Just absolutely, just like he was a man in his 30s.
Uh-huh.
And, but, you know, they've gotten away from in the last 50 years, especially from the traditional diet. And this elder I knew who passed away, I guess, about 12 years ago. He was Bear Clan Dene, and he lived in Cortez, Colorado, and he was diabetic, and I think they were on, he was on dialysis, and I think he'd had a couple of amputations, and you know, his father and grandfather had lived until past 100, and he was 61, and he was dead before he was 62. So his, you know, the way he viewed it was that he came to be an example, and he gave up that 40 years that he could have taught to make an impact, to show people, you know, what happens when the traditional people get away from a traditional way of life and their indigenous foods. Mm-hmm. And not that white is bad. He just says, you know, white flour, white sugar, right, and all that commodity foods is just killing us.
Right.
I think he said 40% of the people on the res down there were diabetic, and about 15% of those were on dialysis. That's just dire.
Yeah. In this country, especially on all the different reservations. I think even up in South Dakota, it's probably even higher.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a shame. It shouldn't be that way. But
well, and it's the, and I know here in the States, and Benny LeBeau is going to be talking about that when we get him on. He went up to northern Minnesota where they had the school shooting, and it's just the absolute hopelessness that Native kids are having to deal with nowadays. You know, and I can't help but think that, hey, you know, if they've been taught, you know, about the hope of the prophecies, mm-hmm. maybe it would have made some difference. But so many Native people in the Americas have just walked away from the old ways.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, at least down south of the border, you know, they might be Catholic, but they'll amalgamate the two religions.
Well, that has actually been running into problems as well.
Yeah, it does. Chiapas. Yeah.
And in Guatemala particularly, with the evangelical churches moving in.
Until they came in and started, you know, missionizing, that caused problems.
Right.
Shootings in Chiapas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I guess Chiapas. I guess it's been at least 20 years. They kicked the Roman Catholic priests out. They just taken over the church, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, anybody that comes in there tries to be a missionary, they've been shooting. You know, they're up to here with it. You know, and they're not putting up with it anymore. What do you? Maybe you can give us a little bit of what's transpired since our last interview with Grandfather Carlos, of what he's been doing, what you've been doing.
Sure. Well, you know, the main thing I would like to get out is what we've been asked to get out, and you know, this is from you know, what the elders there have to say, and the main thing is that they say they've given their real messages. There's nothing new that's coming. There's nothing new that's going to be coming. They've kind of given their guidance to humanity. And that message is that we need to move towards finding balance. We need to move towards finding a harmony and creating that on all levels. We need to do that very quickly. You know, on a global scale, there's the ones that have power, and they would rather see that this earth be destroyed than have to give up that power and stand on this planet as an equal with everybody else. They say that we have to move towards that balance, and you know, it's our job, those of us that are aware and that become aware, to do what we can to create that and to create a balance with you know, our families, our communities, and our Mother Earth. You know, so the main thing is that they've given this. You know, there isn't any new teaching that's going to come about it. There's nothing, you know, real shocking revelation that's going to come. Now, having said that, there is also the prophecies which talk about us being in this time of transition, of change, of the potential for cataclysm. As you know and your listeners know, prophecies are given not to scare people, but to give them an option, to give them a warning, because they're never set in stone. There's always the ability to change the outcome on anything. And so, you know, the path that they've outlined is the way that they see that harmony happening. What has happened recently is that there's been more disturbances on the earth. You know, and this is what they say, you know, this is now entering a time of intensification, and particularly the next 18 months are going to be even more dangerous, particularly with respect to the possibility of, you know, wars breaking out. Not meaning that it's going to happen, that it has to happen, but meaning that we really must become vigilant to ensure that it doesn't. You know, they see things moving on the earth as well. You know, they said first there's going to be the water, then the earth is going to shake. You know, talking about earthquakes that'll happen, and they say it's going to happen on you know, the five different continents. They say the next thing that we're going to see soon is the fire, or they say the fire, which refers to volcanoes erupting. And, you know, they say watch Yellowstone and watch other places because it's just going to become more active. You know, the whole of the earth is shaking and moving. You know, so these things are here. They're happening. They're happening to people. You know, we're seeing also diseases, you know, breaking out. You know, I don't want to be gloomy in pointing out all the things that are going on, that continue to go on, that will go on. But, you know, it's something that all of us, all the listeners should realize is very real, is very much here, that we have a responsibility and a choice as to what actions we take, how we live our lives, and what role we play in how these things do or do not manifest. So, you know, this is the main thing they want, is to do what they can, because this is their responsibility, is to make that call to humanity, that we will listen, that we will take actions, that we will hold our leaders accountable to making decisions that take this into consideration. Rather than, you know, saying, well, if we look back and say, well, you know, I should have done this, I could have done that, you know, we have to realize we're given an opportunity now, and how we work with that, how we seize that is up to us.
Yeah, from what I've heard and read, the elders are really kind of disappointed that, you know, well, you know, we've given these messages out, now it's time for you to do something, because the shift, if it's going to happen, away from the worst case scenario is going to happen, because people are going to hear about this and they're going to change their attitudes. And has there been any effort to get any of the elders or get particularly Grandfather Carlos stay on Coast to Coast AM?
No, we haven't had an invitation for that. You know, we haven't had a connection for that, you know, but I think what you point out is correct, is that they say, you know, this is just a time for action. You know, you can talk about it, you can theorize about it, you can dream about it all you want, but the reality is the only thing that's going to make a difference now is taking that action. You know, I think a number of years ago there was this New Age fantasy going around that, you know, these changes are going to happen and it's going to be really dramatic and instantaneous, and only the people that were, you know, New Age people would be fine and enlightened beings, and everybody else would just be washed away. You know, the earth is calling to us and just telling us that we have to deal with reality here.
Yeah, and it's like the Bible says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike.
Right.
So, you know, it's things, bad things happen to good and bad people. And
right.
Well, I'll tell you what am I going to do. When Red Elk was ill a few months ago, I came into possession of the phone number for George Nuri's producer. Now, I haven't spoken with her in probably about a year. I'm going to call her.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell her what's going on and recommend that they give you guys a call. And I've also emailed back and forth a couple times with Ian Punnett, who has who just recently interviewed Red Elk. And he loves Red Elk, and it was going to go out and see him. So, so
great.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's, let's see what we can do, you know, because,
great.
You know, 100,000 people's great, but 10 million's a lot better. Especially if they could get them on, you know, every few months. And,
sure.
The Hopi elders, they're not going to talk anymore. They're past, you know, they're at Robert Goswell's house right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they, you know, they just aren't interested in jawjacking anymore because they really don't feel that people are paying that much of attention, and they feel that what went out was really kind of twisted,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people's self-interest and everything. So I don't think you can expect to, unless you change your mind, I really don't think expect that you will hear from the Hopi Sinem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're not real happy with with what's happened. They said what they were going to say back in 90, you know, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and I don't know if we'll ever hear from them again in the media, which is kind of a shame. And
be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osmond back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting
right.
garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now, Marie
Osmond.
Put it
under your bed, put it in your closet, give it for Christmas to people, and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we said we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osmond, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. This is a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
So I'm glad the elders in Guatemala are talking, and I hope they keep talking. I know, you know, some people, listeners out there, you know, I can't emphasize enough how plugged in these people are to what George Nuri would call like the ethereal internet. I believe it was Alberto Villaldo that took a picture of the globe, and I think he was talking with the Kogi elders. And this is going back, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And the Kogi immediately said, oh, yeah, you know, we're here. And, I mean, they know what the world looks like. And they said, you're from up here. And they, you know, they put their finger right where he was from. And then they start talking about these wars. You know, they said that, oh, yeah, well, there's the people here, pointing to the United States, and their finger went over to the Middle East. You know, over to, you know, Saudi Arabia. And he says these people over here, he says, they're coming after you guys.
Mm.
And, you know, this is, you know, 15 years or so ago. And it's absolutely amazing, you know, the stories you hear about going to a sweat lodge, and all of a sudden they find themselves, you know, sitting around the fire, but they're in outer space looking down on the earth. I mean, until something like that happens to you, you know, you think, oh, that's BS. But hey, you know, if you were raised in the Christian tradition, you know, you've got to believe what it says in there, that the Creator provides prophets, always will provide prophets, and He will never do anything unless and until He tells His servants, the prophets, what He's going to do. Mm-hmm. The hard thing, the hard pill to swallow, is the prideful pill, is that He's not much talking to the European Caucasian prophets anymore. He's talking to the little guys. He's talking to the black people in Africa. He's talking to the humble people, and using the humble people to be the conscience of the people of the world and try to wake them up, and the meek. So we just got to keep on keeping on, and because it's who we are and it's what we do. And hey, have you got a family?
Yep.
Wife? You got any children?
No children yet.
Nothing yet, huh? Okay.
Nope.
And do you have I know you help administer this nonprofit. Do you have a day job, or what other kind of interests do you have?
Yeah, I do have a day job. The work for Sac Bay is and has been for about 5 years voluntary. I work doing web communication stuff. I do it with both nonprofit organizations. And I'm actually doing it with a retreat center out here in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Great. What's the name of that retreat center?
Sunrise Springs.
Okay. I know there was a really nice one for sale not too far from Las Vegas, and I was just drooling.
In Okamura?
Yep.
Is it
for sale?
I think it is. I haven't seen it in about a year and a half.
Oh,
but
it's a beautiful place.
It's amazing out there.
Oh, if I had $2.5 million, that'd be the first thing I'd do. Oh, it's a beautiful place. And, well, you live in a beautiful place there. And I think, as far as earth changes go, you know, that part of New Mexico is going to be pretty safe. There's there are a lot of areas in the, and pretty close by, you know, particularly around Albuquerque and Sandia, I really wouldn't want to be around. Main problem is water, but they have Okamura. I love because they had some good water sources out there, and lots of trees, lots of apples, and you could bring a lot of people in there and as a refuge, build it up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know, one point I always like to kind of bring up is we get a lot of people that ask us, where should I move? Where's a safe place to move to? And, you know, I really, truly don't believe that it kind of works like that. That if we start to seek out places, particularly if it's based in fear, if we're afraid of something that's going to happen where we are, you know, anything really can happen anywhere.
Right.
You know, We just need to do the best we can where we can. You know, if we listen to ourselves, we'll know where we need to go.
Absolutely.
Where we're drawn to go. You know, and if it's meant for us, if everything else crumbles and we're meant to survive, we'll survive.
That's right.
You know, if nothing crumbles and it's not meant for us to survive, we won't.
That's right.
That's what
Red Elk says, and that's what I've always said. You know, I kind of started walking the I used to call it the thinking paranoid road back in 1981. And, you know, I went through all the emotions like everybody and dragged food stores around from pillar to post. But once Creator started talking to me, and even then, you know, Creator started talking to me in 83, and I didn't even really know what was going on. I didn't have a clue till maybe 92. And even and really didn't really know till 95. And even after I knew it was Creator that was speaking to me, it really didn't dawn on me until just a couple of years ago that, hey, it doesn't matter what you do or where you go, you know, all these things that you might want to be relying on. You know, they may be there for you and they might not, because you could be in your car 50, you know, even 30 or 50 miles away from your house when it hits the fan, and hey, they're useless to you. But if you're listening, you know, and you folks out there, you know, the majority of the folks out there were raised, you know, reading the Bible, there's umpteen accounts in there that talk about the people that Creator wanted or that were listening. He would come to them in a dream the night before, and he would say, you know, hey, look, you know, this is going to happen. It's time for you to get up and get out and go somewhere else. And they did, and they were fine. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd like to see everybody doing. It's just that they have to believe that they can get plugged in. It's your right. It's your birthright to have that direct connection with your Creator. And, I guess we'll see. Looking forward to seeing what happens Wednesday. I don't want to cut the interview short, but you go ahead and talk as long as you want to. But can you think of anything else? Is Creator or Spirit telling you anything to say?
There is one more thing that is important for me to get across, and that is the recent mudslides were devastating. And it wasn't just mudslides, it was flooding, bridges, the entire infrastructure of Guatemala got essentially destroyed. The Carlos told me that there's at least 100,000 people homeless, if not more. The number of dead is well into the thousands. In fact, there was a medicine man, Don Antonio, who lived in Santiago Atitlan, who we were close with, and about 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, was the last time we were out there visiting with him. And, you know, he knew all the plants and the ceremonies from the Tutu Heal people, and just a kind, jolly man. Shortly after we had left him, about within a month later, he was assassinated by a fundamentalist who, believed that he was doing devil worship, and they shot him with, nine times with a silver bullet or something, horrific.
Unbelievable.
And so he was in this area in Santiago Atitlan, right by this, the Great Lake, Lake Atitlan, where a lot of the mudslides were. We heard that the rain there was caused floods of running water about 16 feet high coming down the mountain, and his whole surviving family was lost from that. The devastation has just been terrible. We've been asked to help.
Oh, the Don Antonio's family?
Yeah.
Or the shooter's family?
No, Don Antonio's family.
Okay. Because I know he was up here. I'm aware of who you're talking about. Actually, his picture's on the Prophecy Keepers library CD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was, I think he was head of the Mayan Council for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, he was actually, a humble man. We've been to his house and, just, the typical kind of shed that the people live in, but, he was on a council with Nelson Mandela and the Dalai Lama.
Yep.
Just incredible, and he did have opportunities to make his way in different circles. So you had known him?
No, I knew of him.
Okay.
There had been quite a bit of internet coverage. I can't remember his last name. I believe it started with an X.
Esquinas.
Esquinas, and there's several pictures of him, and I'll see if I can find him, by the time people hear this interview, his picture will be on the page that we're listening to this interview with, so they'll know who we're talking about. But,
great.
Yeah, he traveled extensively.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, he and Don Hoonbots and Willaroo White and these kind of people, they were all over the place for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. That kind of reminds me of the story of another elder that we interviewed. He was Nicholas Chong, lives in New York City now. Mm-hmm. His people are Salasaka Aymara people from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And his birth was prophesied. And when he came, his people educated him in the traditional ways, but they sent him to the Catholic schools. They wanted him to be able to walk in both societies. And when they achieved a government-to-government relationship with Ecuador, he was their first tribal chairman. I believe he was reelected also. But he says one night, the banditos came, well, they were actually government elements of the government special forces, and they said that they ordered him to leave the country. They said, if you don't get out of here, we're going to come in and we're going to kill everybody in your village.
Hmm.
So he just took off into the forest and walked up through Mexico, hopped the border, and ended up coming up to New York, and he runs a defense council out of a storefront in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
He was very active in the United Nations. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, these people are persecuted, and of course, you know, a lot of it has to do with the oil companies.
Oh, yeah.
That fundamentalist guy, it may have also had to do with his job, too, you know. And, you know, being a Christian fundamentalist might have fueled the fire to it. But these indigenous people, they're fighting encroachments into their territory, which is sovereign, or at least as sovereign as nations, you know, the non-indigenous nations allow Indians to be nowadays, but they still allow encroachment to cause problems and injuries and murders and everything. That was an atrocity. And like you said, that's like going and shooting the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
but what I wanted to also get across is that we've been asked to take donations for the
excellent.
What's called the Cofradía in Santiago, which is this community that was hard hit. The Cofradía is kind of like the the clan of traditional keepers that maintain the ceremonies and everything, and they're asking for donations to help rebuild, provide housing, help with relief, provide food for the people. Apparently, almost all the houses were destroyed, and people are in shelters, and the remaining structures that are still standing.
Oh, it's worse than Afghanistan, but Afghanistan kind of eclipsed the whole thing in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it happened, but it's unfortunate. But these kind of things happen. You know, people have forgotten. So, folks, let's, that's what we'll do. That when I call Coast or producers, I'll let them know that the elders down there would like to ask for donations. Maybe they'll help get him on.
Yeah,
good.
That would be great.
Good, because a dollar a person, 10 million listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
that would go a long way to helping.
He could rebuild 100
really
communities. He could rebuild 100 communities with $10 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Very easily. So, we'll do that. Well, I'll get back with you, and let's see what happens for Wednesday. I'll get on the stick and tweak my software and hardware to get the best sound possible. And there's from Skype, fkyt.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 cents a minute to call anywhere in the world. But I tried it once, and the sound wasn't real good. It was kind of echoey, but there is a process you can go through, troubleshoot. I just haven't bothered to do it yet because this was easier.
Right.
And the cost was the same. But I haven't had to call Guatemala yet, so I got to get on the break. Well, Adam, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, and give our love to your lovely wife, and we want to get busy. We want to see some new warriors coming.
All right.
And some new little mothers. Hey, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you so much.
All righty, we'll let you know when the interview is ready to go up.
Okay, great.
Hey, bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It's the little yellow pill that scientists say could eliminate chronic diseases and help you live well into your hundreds.
You might be able to increase the lifespan of a mammal by 50%. And, of course, if that was a human being, then that might be in the order of 130 to 150 years.
That claim might be hard to swallow. But tonight on ABC's Primetime Live, co-anchor John Quinones takes the promising antioxidant therapy called Protandim.
I have become a guinea pig for ABC News and Primetime. It's not a drug. It's a supplement. It's called Protandim, and it's a combination of five exotic plants that have been around for centuries.
Have you discovered the fountain of youth?
I wouldn't put it that way, but we may have discovered something that will tell us a lot more about how we age, what happens biochemically, and maybe how we can slow it down.
Quinones has been taking Protandim for 2 weeks now and tells Extra,
I am sleeping better, I feel a lot better, and also energized when I do wake up.
Primetime puts Protandim to the test tonight.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Everybody, Marie's going to stay. You keep it here because up next, she's going to set the record straight about a long-standing rumor. Don't miss
Uh-oh.
It. We're back with the very blonde Marie Osmond.
Hello.
And during the commercial, we were talking, and Marie was letting me know. I did not realize that she is one of the co-founders of the Children's Miracle Network, which... It's been about 30 years since it's been in existence and raised billions of dollars for all the proceeds.
Well, this year we'll reach $5 billion for children. And the best part, it's really fun, is that 100% of it has gone to the children.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah, it's really cool, very unique, nothing like it. It's the number one charity out there for kids of its kind.
And she was saying that she doesn't lend her name to a lot of things, but tell us about your project with the Wise Food Company.
I'm so excited, you guys. You know, I get asked to endorse a lot of things, and my dad always said two things you protect, your beliefs, your values, and your good name.
Mm-hmm.
So don't lend it out to everything. You know, make sure that you're doing things that you really, really believe in. That is a crazy ring. Shut up.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
anyway,
Marie.
Sorry, I'm blonde. No. So anyway, I come from this family where we used food storage. I know that sounds crazy, But with everything that's been going on, look at Sandy. Just here alone,
yes.
What was it, like $78 billion of damage?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the fires that are going on and the tornadoes and all of that. To not be prepared, we have car insurance, we have health insurance. Why do we not have food? I have done this my whole life. This company has only been in existence now for 4 years, but of all the companies, this is the best.
What
the
is
meals,
it? What do they do?
It's called Wise. Mm-hmm. The meals are about $1 a serving. It's the best food you've ever tasted. It's not your grandma's food. It's not beans and rice and gross stuff.
How do you make it?
Literally, it stores for 25 years. Put it under your bed, and you open up a package, put water, and you eat it. Put it in your car, you know, if you get on a tornado or whatever.
Yeah, when you're hard-pressed and you want something to eat.
I put two meals in the bottom of my children's backpacks that they take to school in case something happens, so I know they always have something to eat. I'm a mother. I'm a child advocate. And I could, seriously, guys, I could lend my name to a bazillion things. But I believe in this, and I know that this company is the best. I swear to you.
Well, so are you.
No,
Yes, I've enjoyed our conversation.
You're the best.
I've really enjoyed meeting you, Marie.
Well, you're so darling.
Osmond.
Yeah.
Marie Osmond, everybody.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
There is a growing movement of people who are deciding to make their lives better. At LifeVantage, we're in the business of change, of improving quality of life globally and restoring the ability to make dreams a reality. Your quest for personal fulfillment begins here. Our flagship product, Protandem, the Nrf2 Synergizer, is the key to fighting oxidative stress. This daily supplement, comprised of natural ingredients, activates the body's antioxidant enzymes to eliminate free radicals, which cause oxidative stress. Protandem has been tested in the laboratories of renowned universities, such as The Ohio State University, LSU, and the University of Colorado, Denver. These studies found on PubMed.gov, the U.S. government's online scientific library, clinically show that Protandem reduces oxidative stress.
When I saw that Protandem reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, I was all in for the rest of my life.
Everyone begs us for science as an industry. Where's your proof? Well, we have that also.
LifeVantage is devoted to advancing Nrf2 science and leading the fight against oxidative stress.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
In emergency, store shelves can empty in hours. How would you feed your family? Hi, I'm Marie, and I prepare my family with Wise Company Foods. Gourmet emergency entrees made in the USA, easy to prepare with up to a 25-year shelf life. Don't wait until it's too late. Be wise and be ready with Wise Company Foods.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the Fountain of Youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
There we go.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all... are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells, yes, indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiated and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Cresson Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by three U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. There simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time, so the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Through the years,
as we come to us in dreams.
just when you can. There's a mighty dark cloud hanging overhead. Oh, yeah. Hanging overhead. Let the wind blow. Let the truth be known. For all mankind again.